Welcome to TV Told Me This Is Our Day.
Hey everyone, this is Kelly.
I know how I always say that I don't like things that are violent, but somehow I can like pause that when it comes to gangster movies or gangster shows. Do you know what I mean? Like I told you guys about Yellowstone, which is very violent, okay? Also because they had like a southern accent, then I enhanced my southern accent when I was watching that. Which may come in handy because Beyonce has put out a country album, so people are all throwing on cowboy hats and stuff, and I'm like, have fun with it.
Exactly. Texas is hot.
Yeah, there you go. But a few things in my life that I love. The British, okay? The Royals, okay? A good kind of buddy cop family oriented thing, which unfortunately organized crime is, right?
This is
So I
true.
started watching this show called The Gentlemen, which is basically this guy is in the military, his dad dies, he goes to bury his dad. He's the second in line, but his brother is a little weirdo, so his dad, instead of leaving everything to his older brother, leaves everything to him. And when he finds out that, he's like, ah, that's cool. We're just gonna do things the way that it's always been done, keep it easy, keep it light. And then this lady shows up and is like, hey, just so you know, your dad was helping us run a manufacturer a marijuana farm on your property, and we're gonna need to keep that going. His older brother is really into drugs and taking them. And also, he's a massive gambler. So he gets the family into some trouble. This guy has to get out of that trouble. And he just goes deeper and deeper down this rabbit hole of organized crime. And I enjoyed it because it is both that. And also, it's like kind of like wink, wink, like oddball comedy, weird stuff happening at the same time. And of course, like they're not just going to boxing matches, they're going to like elite boxing matches. So everybody's like dressed to the nines, and like there's like all these subplots going on. And then, you know, when they're buying a car, of course, it's like Lamborghini, Maserati. So it's just like, just the best of everything. So it's like, okay. So I really enjoyed it. I think it's like an 8-part series. Of course, it made me want to again try my British accent. And again, it fell short. So I had to let it go. Even to me, when I heard it, I was like, nah, don't.
Oh my God, I love it. I did start, now that you mentioned it, I did start watching this one. But I maybe felt like it was too random, or maybe I just like I wasn't feeling like scrolling. Like I wanted a show that was more easy, that I was like just scrolling different things, which I've just been doing nonstop lately, watching just like sitcom type shows, and it's very boring, but good scrolling TV. I did not, I did stop watching that one, but I'll have to maybe revisit and maybe just be like in a different mindset. But I did like it how it was kind of like quirky and like very, what's that movie? The Kingsman, like kind of that violent stop motion. Like there's a certain genre, I don't know what it's called, but
But if you like the Kingsman, you would really like this because it's the same where they're like dressed up, where they're like fighting crime, where they're like, you know, meeting people with like weird names, like this is the lollipop man or whatever. And you're like, what? Yeah.
True. Mobsters are very creative with their nicknames, that's for sure. I don't always love a mob movie. I don't know, like sometimes they just seem like the same, but I don't know, but I like it when somebody does a twist on them. I never even got into Peaky Blinders. Do you ever get into that? People love that show.
I was like, I think I'm good. And then one day I like watched an episode. Next thing you know, I'm in the full series. I'm watching the commentary. Like I'm fully invested. Okay. Cillian Murphy is like now my person where I'm like, yes, you are. So yeah, no, I will say they do go into some like character development in that show that's really good. And you really get into it. Like if you watch like at least three episodes, then you know who everybody is. Cause it is one of those shows, Peaky Blinders, I will say, where in the beginning it's like, how many people are a part of this family? And what are y'all doing? Like, what is happening right now?
Like, I
But
gotta bring a
once,
pencil and paper because I don't know.
yeah. But once you realize like who's related to who and like what they're trying to protect, and then the one thing about like most gangster movies, which is always interesting to me, and just in general, not even just in the movies, but like in real life, it always seems like if they would have stayed a small operation, they probably would have made more money. It always seems like when they grow their organization, they have to like pay off more people and do more stuff, and they end up losing so much money, like to where
And getting
they,
caught.
true, people are murdered as they grow, like just all kinds of stuff. So it's like if you would have kept it simple, but you know what? That's why I'm not a huge business corporation, because I'm always like, yeah, I don't see the cost, the cost benefit. Nah, keep it low key. You know what I mean? Like you get
Exactly.
to be on a, you get to be on your own private jet and like your own yacht for like, I don't know, 2 years, but you could have just had like a Maserati and like a nice
Yeah.
neighborhood for a lifetime.
Exactly. You're so right.
So you
Just
just never
keep it
know.
small. Keep it in-house. Keep it local. You
You
gotta add
never
the
know.
chains. You gotta add the franchise.
Well, yeah. And then when you get bigger and you're doing organized crime, you gotta like let people know that you're not playing games. So then you gotta overtake some people. So then those people gotta take you. It's too much.
It's
Also, I can't be watching my back like that. In all these mob movies, they never get to have a good night's sleep. And I am an advocate of sleep hygiene, and I cannot lose my sleep over between riding in a private jet and like having designer clothes or like really being able to comfortably sleep at night. It, listen, tuck tuck, I would like to fully get my Z's in. I don't think there's a better luxury in the world than to have. Do you remember when you were younger? Now I can't do it. When you were younger and used to really like give it all with like playing or whatever, and then fully go to sleep in the summer and just wake up whenever you wanted to, and it would be 10. Oh, you never did that? It
No, I did that. I love that.
would be like 10, 11, and you also astounded yourself. You were like, oh my gosh, I slept past the morning cartoons. Something about that I really miss, and it was like a good rest where you would wake up and be like fully refreshed and ready to start. Oh,
I know
now my body wakes me up at 7, and I'm like, for what reason?
the I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here.
It's not even waking refreshed. It's like we did that, and now it's time to start. And I'm like, no, I want like the deep, good sleep. But I think that's why people like love vacation. That's why I love vacation, because it's a different type of sleep.
It definitely is. The last vacation I went on, there was also blackout curtains. Ooh, I thought, okay, I need a clear path because I might have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. I nary woke up. It was so dark in there. The fan was going. My friend bought a white noise machine, so extra, but brought a white noise machine.
It makes a difference.
Oh, I was just, the bed was soft, comfortable. I was warm, but I was cool. I never woke up until it was time. And I was like, this, you're right. That's luxury right there. A good night's sleep is luxury.
I didn't understand a white noise machine before, but I live more like in the city now, and so there's like city sounds that are like distracting to me. So I will put on, you can just go to YouTube and find it, like white noise and or brown noise, whatever you want to do. The machine's probably more helpful, but anyway, and it will really help like lull you to sleep. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, it will help you put you back to sleep.
I need to start experimenting because they have all sorts of different, like every color has its own sound. They got pink
Because I
noise.
listen to brown noise. Oh, I've never heard of pink noise.
I don't know what makes them different,
I have
but
to
I mean, I'm
see.
definitely going to Google it.
But I do have blackout curtains. And the other thing that I have, which I was like, this feels like a lie, but I don't think that it is now. So my blackout curtain said that they were also noise reduction. And I was like, I don't know if this is valid, but I
Yeah.
will say I do hear less. I
Oh.
do hear less.
I mean, curtain technology apparently has come so far.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. Like, well, my friend was like, I think that you probably just got accustomed to living there. And I was like, maybe. I was like, but I really do think it's the curtains. Like, I mean, I can still hear things. Don't get me wrong. It's not like they're soundproof. I can still hear things. But the blackout like makes a difference.
Yeah.
Because before, like, the room is pretty, I will give you that. But in the middle of the night, if you don't have blackout curtains, it's full light that's coming at you. And I live like near like retail things. And so, of course, there's no business that's like, okay, we're closing down. So at night, cut off also the surrounding lights. So
Right.
those lights are like always on. And I'm like,
Yeah.
So it's
Yeah.
just really helpful.
Yeah, that's true. I gotta maybe get some blackout curtains next
It'll
place
change your sleep for real. It'll change your whole sleep
exactly.
cycle.
I love it. A different maybe kind of mob movie or mob TV show. I'm watching Shogun on Hulu, which is made by FX. And you know, I love every FX TV show basically ever. And it is following the fact that these five like feudal lords, and there was like one main guy who was the Shogun, like kind of helping them all rule. He dies, and so now the five of them are looking at each other like, no, I want to be like the main dude, even though this guy said like, I want you all to rule together as a fivesome. And it is like they have little behind the scenes, so you get to know like the characters. And it's kind of tough in the beginning because it's the same way you're like, okay, who's that guy? Who's that guy's army? Like, who's related to who kind of thing. But like, you start to get the hang of it. And it's all, you know, like all the Japanese actors are like really famous in Japan. We don't maybe necessarily know them here. Some of them have been in like other big productions. So I guess this show has just been like a long time in the making. Every costume is like meticulous to that period. They had like dialect coaches to make sure like the Japanese that they spoke was correct for that time and for their role. You know, obviously all of that is like lost on me, but you know, I appreciate that. And you know, you can tell like certain people like have certain ways of speaking. There's a lot of caption reading, but you know, read a subtitle. Like you can't scroll during this. But the in every single episode, like it's violent. I will say, like, people are getting their heads chopped off, but at the same time, there's other so unexpected things that happen. Like every single episode, I'm gasping. I'm like, ooh, what? What? This is based off of a very popular book from back in the day, also by the same name, Shogun. It's unclear if there's going to be a season two. We would love to have a season two, but they might wrap this all up and it might be just one 10 episode series, which if something's good, I want them to continue it.
I know, but then it might get bad. So that's why it's like sometimes it's best to leave it alone, but you still want more of it. You know what I mean? You really do.
That's true. That's true. So you get just like the time period, all the costumes, a really interesting story, like who's backstabbing who, you know, maybe learn a little history along the way. And like FX just does like the, I just love all their shows. I can't help it. I'm
They
just a
do
big
have really
FX
good
fan.
shows. They have
Like
really good shows.
if
Did I
XX,
tell you
tell
that
me.
I was watching Capote and the Swans? Did we talk about that? I don't know.
I don't know if we ended up talking about it, but due
I
to
know we talked about it like off camera because I was like, you need to watch this. And you were like,
yeah.
no, I don't. But Capote and the Swans is about Truman Capote, like this author, and he hangs out with the richest of richest women in the world. And they have their own little mafia where they ice out people and while they're wearing luxury goods. And it's a snap, and it's like based on real people, and it's a snapshot of them during this time in like the 60s and 70s. And like, you know, it was like people sleeping with other people's husbands and cheating and staying together, but all the while being on like the cover of Ladies' Home Journal and Time and all of these things. And they're married to like the president of CPS, CPS, CBS. CPS would be something different. CBS. And like, you know, there are some like governors and mayors and, you know, oil tycoons and everything involved. And so it's his own different type of like gangster society, where they are cutting off people, but not their heads, just their social standing in life and sometimes their income. So yeah.
That's true. I need to watch that because I gotta watch all the FX shows. There's only been one or two that I really haven't been into. And so I would definitely check that out because
Yeah, they do
that
quality
hooked me.
programming at FX. They really do. Yeah. So, but this is a shorter episode just because we wanted to say hello, tell you the shows that we're watching, and also these shows are all very long. So stop listening to this episode, get into them. Okay. Let us know how you like them. You can tell us at our email address at tvtoldme@gmail.com. You can also look at our Instagram, TV Told Me. And then that's pretty much it. Subscribe, tell your friends to subscribe. Don't take people's phones and subscribe, like Kelly told us last week.
Oops.
We've had some feedback from that and it was not positive. No, we didn't have any feedback.
No, I can imagine that would be problematic. You're right.
But
Take somebody's phone with consent, subscribe them with
consent,
consent.
yes, with consent, with consent. Do it with
Absolutely.
consent, and then you can do whatever you want. Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. Remote's up. And we will talk to you. Did you whisper?
I kind of did because then I was talking over you, and then I was like, should I go ahead and say it again? Maybe I need
Let's
something
do
to
it.
say
Let's
it.
do it together. Let's do it together.
Remote
Remote's up.
up.
Oh,
Work on it.
You did it with like an 80s TV character thing, and that's what I should have done. So let's one more time, then we're gone. Guys, if you want to cut off, you're fine. We'll be here all day.
Yeah, exactly. Remote
Remotes up.
up.
Okay. We're gonna work on it. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for
No, this
bearing
is
with
by the time Christmas hits, we'll be it'll
us.
be there. It'll be a whole vibe, it'll be a whole situation.
All cylinders.
Yes, all cylinders, all cylinders. But give us the summer to just work it out, do some stretching, see where we are. You know what I mean? So yeah.
That was a first time. Spontaneous.
You guys for listening, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.